Coffee is for Closers, guys, with your host, Johnny Q. In this podcast, you're going to learn how to close your sales, prospecting new business, working with sales objections, getting higher commissions, and managing your sales time.
I'll show you how to kill it all the time, every time.
Coffee is for Closers is going to be the best sales podcast online. Coffee is for Closers. This is Always Stay Competitive. A road to the sales close is easy. Just open a constructive conversation with your prospect. This is Johnny Q. Coffee is for Closers. Good morning, guys. Today I'm going to blow your mind out for what we're going to learn. I'm going to teach you a way where you can always be so competitive that when your name is brought up to you, to your competition, whoever it is that you are competing against, their blood will be drawn out of their body and their face will be full with fear of just your name coming in. So let's get started. It's a simple way of always staying competitive. Now, you know, it's easy for me to just talk about, say, stay competitive and do as best as you can. However, there is methods that you can use to incorporate whatever you're doing right now in the point of right now. If you're not happy with the results that are coming out of your selling process, then boom, let's change them. Let's give them a little bit of tune-up so you can stay competitive. I got this from a subscriber that wrote out to me and said, hey, how do I stay competitive? How do I stay above on top of my shit? And I told him, well, you know what? I started thinking, it's not easy. However, I could give you some amazing pointers that I will go ahead and share with you guys from all my competitiveness and give it to you guys in a short from all reading from books, taking my seminars and everything. I will go ahead and teach you how to stay competitive. So you always stay competitive no matter what the economic state we're in. Stay very competitive at all times, especially right now with the economy being the way it is. Let's go through it, okay? The sales industry is a very cutthroat business to be in, especially if we're in a recession or an economic downward due to COVID-19 impact. For example, we had the house crisis, now we have COVID-19, next we're gonna have a gasoline, mark my words, gasoline. Now, your biggest asset right now, okay, is always to be hungry for business. Now, kick the ego of I'm good or I'm better, I don't need the business. Stop that shit, okay? Always stay humble, and right now, you always want to be hungry for business. If not, I am hungry for business. We all witness the other salesperson that's going to be complaining about not having sales, not having money to pay bills, letting the less unfortunate state of mind take the better of them. They start believing that, like, I'm the victim. Why is this happening to me? What's happening? Because you're not staying competitive, okay? They lose the desire to be in the fight, to be the best in the industry. They lose as soon as the fight, you know, they stop fighting to be creative, you know, and then once they lose that fight, you know, their value in themselves decreases, okay? This is gonna result in mediocre sales results. This is what's hurting them. If it was the opposite, if you were, you know, killing it and having a lot of sales, you know, they'll be on top of the world, you know, money, you know, they have the confidence, you know, and just think about that. Whenever your sales are not going your way, it's your state of mind changes so fast. However, as you can see, we do have a state of mind. We are gonna kill it. I'm gonna show you how, okay? Now, as soon as they stop losing the fight, they stop you know, creating value in themselves, like I just said, resulting in mediocre sales results. It's very, very extremely hard to get out of this stage. However, you need to finally realize that, you know, doing these two things for you, number one, will never help you get out of this situation you are in, and it helps absolutely nothing. And two, your results on sales will not change. If you understand those two principles, okay, it is not going to help you. You will still keep producing low sales, low profit margins, and you will start to second doubting yourself on your selling ability. So, you know, just make sure that you stay on top of this. So listen to this. We have all been through this at one point. Yes, including myself. I don't care how much of a sales closer you are. Everybody, every sales closer, look, the best sales closer industry have been through this selling stage in one way or another, and it's horrible feeling to be in, okay? Not being, you know, second doubting yourself, is did I do the right thing? However, the best sales closers learn from this experience, and they understand that, hey, if I don't change this shit, this is gonna happen. This is a horrible feeling, because if they've been there, they've been there and done that. That's why it's the reason that you want to create the fire to fight. To continue this, on top of all of the top sales closer, understand that they must stay on top of their selling training to avoid any fallbacks, okay? Any sales slumps, and abandon the thought of, you know, being hungry. So they're always on top of those things, you know, always. Sales closers understand to always stay highly competitive for the simple reason that you are a shark in the sea of hungry sharks. So there's all these competitors out there. Everybody is a cutthroat business. However, you're in the sea, you're in the shark in the sea of sharks. So, you know, either you do the killing of your competition or they will eat you alive. Now, in this episode, we're going to learn how to stay competitive in sales and how following this advice will generate you huge commission payouts when the competition is in the sidelines. Let's get started. This is Coffee is for Closers. Always stay competitive. Reaction to economic shifts. Now, when we experience an economic shift to recessions, people naturally hit to the saving mode. You know, they start saving, don't spend money, you know. Everything gets limited down. Don't waste money, don't buy anything, save money, find the discounts. And eventually they fall under this money lockdown that they believe that somehow, some way, this is going to save them. So if you're having trouble selling anything, understand where that prospect is coming from. As you saw in the early stages of COVID-19 stages, people were running into store buying all the hand sanitizer, toilet paper, and antibacterial spray because, you know, some way, somehow, this antibacterial is gonna save their lives, you know? Now, how funny this is, you know, I was watching the stores, and even me personally going to the store, there's no toilet paper, you know. I was just like, what's going on, man? You know, hey, but it's the natural reaction of people. Stores were left with nothing on the shelves, and everybody ran as a frenzy buying extra food, toilet paper, again, all these things about I'm gonna save them because there's not gonna be enough, you know. Of course we're all okay, you know. That's what happens all the time when we hit an economic shift. People's minds shift into a saving and not buying anything at the moment. And we all know this particular reaction never works for the consumer. Humans will be humans, and they'll go back to their natural habits of buying everything they need to buy. Okay, now by this time you are staying, you know, competitive. You're reaching out to your potential buyers and letting them know that you're here for them. Okay, if you haven't reached out to someone, let me tell you, somebody, if you're not going to do it, somebody will reach out to them. At this point, COVID-19 is happy. It's a great time for you to expand your efforts to get customer acquisition. You want more customers. You want more problems of that. You want to be problem solving all the time. You are short on opportunities to move new potential people into converting them into customers. Your competition is, you know, as your competition is human, they adapt to that save mode, okay? Your competition is going to be on the save mode and will also be cutting down on efforts to attain new business, okay? This is the time for you to move and flex your muscles and expand and double up on your prospecting efforts to get the killer sales ability. Okay, keep in mind, now is the time to react to the economic situation. Your competition is hibernation. It's in hibernation and saving mode and limited their phone calls, personal visits to prospects, and even every effort to multiply their selling abilities. They're probably home. They're thinking, how am I going to save? You know, instead, you turn it around. And you start calling 10 more people, 20 more people, 100 more people. By that time, you will contact more people than your competition. Boom, taking customers, you know? You're gonna be known as the shark killer, okay? As a great sales professional, you must recognize that all economic downfalls are time for opportunities to sell and take business away from your competitors. Because again, they are in hibernation. React to economic downfalls on your market and know that one important fact about economic downfalls, they don't last forever. They never do. History has taught us hard times don't last very long. However, if you stay competitive, you'll be able to sell and survive as many times as you thrive in as many economic downfalls. So don't be afraid. Don't listen to the shit that your co-workers are saying. It sucks out there. It's bloody. Nobody's buying. Fuck that. You know, get in your mind that the fact is that economic downfalls do not last forever. They're only here for a short period of time, but don't fall in for that. Get in the state of mind that I have to be more competitive. Today, I'm gonna do 30 extra calls to 30 customers, okay? To reach out, how you doing? How's everything going? You know, on this phone call, do not give anything bad. I'm just reaching out for two things and two things only. One, how the hell are you doing? And second, how's your product doing? Okay, that's all. Do not get into the chit-chat of, yeah, it's bad for us or anything. No, I'm just working, man, making a living. That's all I'm doing. How about you? How's everything? How's the family? Okay, at this time, a true sales closer will focus on competing on themselves. They always want to be competing. If you broke a record, this is what I'm trying to say. If you broke a record, a goal last year, try to break your own record, okay? So compete on yourself. A smart sales closer will focus on their own improvement, and what others are doing will not be important for you. So if the other guy is buying the boat, hey, let him. Good for you. Go buy a boat, you know? Focus on yourself and what are you doing, okay? Focus on improving yourself. Okay, training, and how are you gonna kill it for this month? Instead of focusing on what others are do or do not do, create time to improve yourself and increase the value to create for your prospects. Because when they come and see you, you wanna be prepared for your prospects. They know that they're dealing with the real shit, okay? And they have a sales closer right in front of them. When you focus on your prospects, they will place you on a very high level of value, meaning that every time they sit down with you, shit's about to happen. That's where you wanna come in. You, as a developing sales closer, will focus on improvement, honor, and looking out what's in the best for your prospect. Call it like it is and no bullshit to the people that you're working with. This will go very far in your selling career. Strategies to create competition. Like every other competitor, you must respect your competition, whoever they are. If they're mediocre, you respect them. If they're the top shit, you respect them, okay? When I personally get asked, what makes you so great at what you do? So for me, it's easy to respond. I have heart in what I do. I honor my customers and I respect my competition. So I embrace elements of being competitive. I always say, hey, great. If you guys took some business from you, I respect that. Don't worry, they're great guys over there. I never go ahead. I always respect them, you know, and I always admire them, their efforts, because we're in the same business. So how are we gonna create competition? First, heart. Every elite sales closer has their heart in the game. You must have heart in the game to run with it in the long run. Nothing will last, just your efforts, you know? You must love it. You must have heart for your customer. If you have heart, the customer, it becomes a human to human experience. They can feel that, they will buy, they will trust you, they will honor that. Every single moment and respect that you're gonna have, the customer will appreciate you. Now, you will hit walls and rejection problems. You need to solve in that with that fierce competition that you're gonna go ahead. Hit them with that fierce competition whenever you hit with the objections, rejections. Some competitors will cheat and lie just to make a sale. We'll understand that that happens. You know, we're gonna come across that bridge one time or another. They will never create a massive list of faithful customers that will follow them with success. If you focus on lies and cheat your customers, you will never make it in the business of sales. You will get cutthroat easily. However, if you change that around, treat your customers with respect, honor, and even respect your competition, you will amass a list of faithful customers that will follow you on your success, because these people, you will multiply against referrals, these people from future sales and everything, and that is going to be your bread and butter. And on top of that, you're obtaining new customers, okay? Second, action. Sales closers need action in place to be the ones making shit happen to win. Something needs to happen. Without action, nothing gets done, okay? Nothing will get done, nothing will get accomplished if you don't have action. So one, heart. Second, action. Always be the one that always is on the move with new strategy. You prepare yourself and always prepare that winning attitude that you're going to win, and people are there to see you because you make shit happen. Third, desire. Okay, if you really want something, you have to have the drive to go out and get it. If you think you deserve that new car, then that 5-bedroom house, 2-story with the pool and the, you know, jacuzzi out there, you know, go out there and get it. Stop blaming fucking people that you don't get it because of this, because of the economy, because of the president, because you don't have the utilities. Go out there, figure out, become a fucking problem solver and get the shit that you want. When you have the strong desire to win, your brain interprets that a creative belief that you can and you will win. Fight to win. And when you do it, it'll be feeling so addicted. So when you get that fucking house, when you get that promotion, when you are in Paris dining, you know, enjoying yourself, or wherever you want to be, in Dubai, wherever, okay? Wherever the fuck you vacation at, you're going to be there, and it feels great to win. And winning, let me tell you, by experience, winning is addicting. Before I continue, I want to thank each and every person that's subscribed and is making Coffee is for Closers one of the best sales podcasts in the internet. Okay, we have blown up. Thank you so much for you guys. If you have a time, please share and like. And I want to thank my sponsors, of course. Let's continue killing it. Becoming a fierce competitor. being in the sales industry for years, there's a couple of strategies that you must have in your arsenal of tools to help you become a elite sales closer. Usually these sales strategies are overlooked for a sales professional that never takes the time to evaluate them. This happens to a lot of new or struggling sales professionals. So, if you are struggling right now, keep in mind, have an open mind for these, okay? Because this will help you tremendously, okay? If you are the sales professional that's having right now a hard time, I'm talking to you, selling and meeting your sales goal, it's not that you are a bad sales professional, it's the result of poor sales training. You haven't properly done your due diligence to go ahead and correct this fault, this flaw that you have. All sales closers always train and keep investing into new great ways to generate more sales and gross margins on every deal. Take this for example. If I told you that the next thing you're going to learn, we are going to share with you, we're going to help you generate an extra $500 to $1,500 in every deal, would you study them? Of course you will, you know? It'll be crazy not to, because this is just giving it to you. I'm serving it in the plate, in the silver plate for you, in the silver platter. So have an open mind. And let's learn about how they're gonna help us in these challenging times that we're going on right now. Study every win and every loss. Okay, studying every sale that happens and the ones that don't happen, you must study them. Go back and think about them. There was a time in my selling, I would blame customers for not buying. I would say it's the customers, the economy, it's the product, that everybody except the ones that are doing the selling, okay? I would blame everybody except myself, okay? So you need to start accounting yourself for this. I will never hold myself accountable for the mistakes I made during a sales presentation and at closing. It was always the fault of someone else or something else that the prospect was not buying our product. I was speaking to a fellow sales closer years ago, and he was explaining how he was laying in bed trying to fall asleep, going over and over how he made an impressive sale. I looked at him with shock. "What do you mean you study your wins?" He continued to explain to me about he always studies his wins and dissects every loss. I was immediately blown away, immediately. Like, I looked at him like, holy shit, this is amazing. And that, you know, he dissected and studied how he had done his impressive sell and was going. He was telling me the next day, I was laying down in bed going through every move, as you know, if he was a chess player, and you know, how did I avoid everything and how it all went down so I could redo it. I was just shocked. I looked at him like, holy crap. He's still a good friend of mine, okay? So as soon as I adopted this method and perfected it, gave it the Johnny Q sprinkle dust, soon enough my gross per deal shot up, and it shot up tremendously. So I want to share this secret with you. When studying your win, you want to sit down and focus on how you got that sale closed. You want to analyze about three things when you win, and you focus to convince your customers to buy. After studying and reading up about wins and losses, you notice what you want to take good notes and what went right and what went wrong. How do you handle that objection, okay, or that rejection? This immediately gives you a strong advantage on what to do on a redo. Like, if you wanted to redo it again and mimic it, you know, how are you gonna do it? If there is a certain selling method that is working for you, use it. I mean, fuck it, you know, it's working, you know. However, if you're struggling in closing your deals, Take time to analyze your results on what your selling method you are using. Maybe that selling method is not working for the customer that you had in front of me. This will zero down on the flaws that you're causing to lose commission, money commission, okay? Believe me, this will turn your selling around immediately, like a 180, okay? And you will start to close more deals. It's amazing, you know? It was something that I wish I had when I was beginning my sales. And even now, I teach this in some of my online seminars, and people are like looking at me like, what do you mean you study your wins and losses? All the time we study them, okay? You want to dissect them. I did this, and he did this, and this is how I got over. So next time it's lights, camera, and action, you're in front of another customer for future sales, boom, you're going to be ready for them, okay? So what about your losses? It's a natural reaction that salespeople have about holding themselves accountable for these mediocre results. You start to blame, again, everybody, the economy, customers, the president, whoever they blame, you know the wins and the losses are results of your action. You need to understand that the wins and the losses are a result of your action. No one else is responsible for your results, so stop playing the fucking victim game. Start holding yourself accountable and responsible. Have you done the following in the last month? Just answer this. Have you done the following in the last month? Completed or trained any sales training? Okay. Have you really sat down and completed any sales training? Okay. In the last month, have you done it? Okay. Contacted every customer you have sold in the previous year and the previous last year. Okay. In the same month. So I'll give you an example. We are in February. Have you contacted every customer in February of last year and 2 years from now? That's exactly. Have you contacted every single one of those customers? Okay. Third, what have you done about sales that didn't happen? Have you reached out to them? Follow up. You know, have you done anything in your power or in your sales manager's power to get some help here, man? How can we make this happen, Mr. Customer? Okay. Most of the answers are going to be, I haven't done shit about it. Okay. So you're telling me you want to become a sales closer, you know, but it's everybody's fault except you. You haven't done anything. Okay. Save the fucking excuses and give them to yourself. Give them to somebody else. Save them. Once you realize that you're making excuses, okay, that you need to understand that making excuses will not help you in any way or form to stop making them, okay? The reason people make them is that they're endless. They're so easy to come up with them, you know? There's like, boom, I could bring this. It was the wind. It was too windy. Customer didn't want to buy, you know, it's because of the president, you know, there was a change, you know. Take the following. I remember about reading about a professional NFL team, and the only thing they focus is on their losses the team made, the mistakes, you know. They record everything, okay, and they go back and they study. Hey, they have a great, you know, this guy went this way, but you ended up going the opposite way. You let him through. As I was wondering, why not the wins? They perfect their own flosses to maximize their wins, okay? This is huge impact on overall sales performance. When I'm teaching this, people start thinking, you know, they start migrating like, man, this is right. I have never sat down and looked at what happened to that deal. So record it in your mind. Make mental notes about this. Even have a scratch sheet of paper and make notes. Usually this will zero down on the problems you need to work on. If you become a great sales closer, you must first recognize your imperfection on your selling abilities. One way to help you recognize your flaws is to ask yourself questions and truly answer them to understand where do you need help on. A good recommendation is the following question. So right now, I'm going to share with you a couple of questions that I personally do, okay, to go ahead and perfect everything. If I'm doing something wrong, man, I corrected it. So that's why I'm on top of my shit, okay? Right now, I'm 30 cars plus. That's unheard of, okay? That is right now, in the month hasn't ended. I'm thinking about taking Sunday, and there's customers calling me, okay? That they want to buy cars, okay? I've done more than 25,000 this month, and it keeps going. So if you are going, you know, you must turn around and become expert, where at this point I'm making more than the GM is making, okay? I'm right there. I have a GM without being a GM, okay? So let's work on these following questions. What could I have done in the earlier selling process to get a better outcome, okay? My response to that, get a sales manager involved. Get it maybe a fellow coworker for help, okay? Once you involve somebody, maybe you remind them of something. Maybe they didn't like something about you. However, if you get the sales manager involved, that's gonna, you know, you bring somebody, you know, into the deal. And somebody that's the boss, you know, that has a say in the deal. So you want to get your sales manager involved. Possibly come in, talk to the customer. Thank you, Mr. Customer. The customer will feel important, like they're being listened to, okay? If the sales manager is not available, get a co-worker. Tell them, hey, this is my supervisor, you know? Supervisor will come over here. They make the customer feel like they're heard, okay? Maybe they perform or accurate, you know, maybe perform a better and accurate interview questions about purchasing. When are you ready to buy, you know? Is this the time for you to buy, okay? Now, ask yourself this. Could I change my sales presentation or sales pitch? How would I change it if I could redo it all over again? My response to that is, are you taking mental notes? Okay, when you have a chance, make them. Okay, write down on the paper. Oh shit, you know, I thought about this. Why do you think that the prospect did not buy? This goes back to your interview questions, okay? It falls back to your interview questions all completely. So when you're pre-selling the customer, okay, what are you expecting for me? If you need some help with this, go back to my earlier episodes and I'll teach you how to do this, okay? It's called prospecting, okay? Look under prospecting and you will find it. What are you doing in your sales pitch that you caught an error? Did you catch any errors? Look for suggestions or ask a mentor, okay? So if you have a mentor or anybody that help you, or your coworker, you can even ask your coworker, hey, I did this, you know, do you have any suggestions for me? I'm doing this error that I'm trying to correct. How do you do it? And think, how can you perfect your error, okay? Following, okay? Continue. Why did I lose the customer to the prospect, okay? To my competition, I'm sorry, okay? If you lost a customer to the competition, okay? Why did I lose that customer or that prospect to the competition? What did the prospect find with the competition? What was their winning advantage? What did they have over me? My response to that is, what did the customer not purchase? I mean, what was going on? What, there was something that you said or something, okay? Why was it that the customer did not purchase? Here's a question that you're trying to answer, okay? I want to think about it. If they hit you with that, there's a hidden objection, okay? So really, you know, you want to get and ask the real question. The more you have your customer talk, the more he's gonna share with you, okay? Find out what your competition is currently offering. Maybe they offer a special program, incentive in sales, if they have a sales promotion going on. Answer it, you know, if I could do that, would you? You know, would you consider, okay? Would you consider doing this? You know, that way, you know how to respond and fight off the competition if they have something awesome that you're going, okay? So if they have an incentive, you're 10 steps away from them so you can find out what's going on and what you can offer them. If possible, ask your prospect, you know, what they made them purchase from your competition. If possible, you know, ask them, okay? And that, Mr. Customer, we apologize for not capturing your business. However, if XYZ company drops the ball, I'm here for you. Call me, you know? Always be professional about the situation, okay? You never want to give them the cold shoulder, even if they went to a competition. You'll be surprised as many times as possible that I lose competition because I was so busy and they go somewhere else and they bought somewhere and they bought a subpar offering, something that didn't answer their questions. They come back to me and boom, I say, don't worry, you bought it anyways. If that doesn't help or they drop the ball, contact me, Mr. Jones. I'll be here for you. And you know what? 2 weeks later, they were in my office buying, okay? So don't feel bad. Now, third, what can I learn from this loss? How can you use this in the future? So my response to that is adapt a how can I use that for everything. This will get your mind working into problem of your sales loss, okay? So don't look at it as a, you know, something that's going to hold you back forever. Look at it as how can I use that in the future. If you want to learn how to do that, okay, there's a episode that I talked about how to adapt a how can I use that mindset. Take a look at it. Next, what I want you to do is study and examine your wins, okay? Of course, you want to stay in your wins. Get into the habit of always starting your wins. The particular reason for this circumstance is to recreate the wins over and over. This actually demonstrates that as humans, we can easily mimic our great actions, the actions that take us to a win. Okay, this will result in higher gross margin, productive time management, and customer retention at an all-time high. Repeat customer referral business will explode. And excellent sales training. You always want to focus on this. Now, to teach you some of the questions that you should consider for your wins is the following. Okay, what sales pitch worked best? How can I redo the same presentation for future customers? Of course, my response to that is to remember to perfect your sales pitch. Become a sales presentation shifter when you can customize your sales pitch if needed to a particular personality. If a prospect is kind of, you know, more in the uptight, you know, you gotta treat them very differently from the leads and laid back customer. Maybe talk to your changed voice, like talk them in your, hey, DJ, you know, kind of voice, you know, low pitch voice. And once you get, you know, a hold of them, you know, you can just go ahead and, you know, shift it up to where you guys are. I'm cool, you're cool. Human to human personality, okay? You always want to come across as a professional salesperson and that has all the answers to their questions. Like you are a sea of information that they can ask you anything, okay? So keep that in mind, okay? You're always on top of your stuff, okay? Following that, how did your presentation to your prospect, your product, was that they needed, okay? Was that position in your sales presentation that gave you a win? What position were you in at that point that made you win, you know, that made you get the sale, okay? So my response to that is to analyze your communicated. How do you communicate with your prospect, you know? Talk to them as a human to human. What was the factor that convinced your customer to close on your product with you, okay? Not with the other guy, with you. What, maybe you said something. You can take, again, mental notes or notes about how, what do you think that led the customer to the yes? This will strike, you know, does this strategy will work in future deals? So you can actively make the decision on what will work on future deals. what were the elements that capture your prospect interest to simply redo them, okay? If something works, then great, keep doing it. You know, why change it? You know, you get to a point where you are perfecting the sales presentation, then you do something that actually works, okay? And you see it working. You know, all you do is you're trying to perfect everything, you know? Now, moving on. How did I convince the prospect to commit to a yes? Did the customer have different information that helped them get a yes? So my response to that is identify what made them say yes, not in front of them. Just, you know, you're just kind of making mental notes. Usually the customer will tell you the deciding factor, like 99% of the time, they're gonna tell you why did they say yes, about how you convinced them about the purchase to say yes, okay? See, it's something you can offer to another customer that's trying to close your, to lead you to the close for future sales. So it might be information. Maybe they went to somewhere else and they got information. And which, speaking about information, all the time you want to make sure that what your competitor is offering, because, you know, in the conversation, your prospect should be asking you about your product like yours. You should be asking, have you seen or have you dealt or looked at any products such as mine? This will always let you to what the competition is offering. So if they're offering a specific, you already know what they're going to hit you with, okay? So be very aware and do your homework of what the competition is offering, okay? So this way you're on top of your competition's what offering, you can crush them with a superb product. Stay ahead of the game, okay? Know the flaws and pros, pros, and this way you can respond by doing all your homework, and you will be able to convince them that you are a professional in the industry and you have every single question that they have marked. Boom, I'm a sea of information. That's where you want to be at. Now, guys, I want to tell you of what is the difference of this time, okay? How you can mimic this again, okay? So, did you catch any differences from your selling, and what did you change on it on your losses, okay? How can you change it, okay? What closing method did you perform in order to get the customer to agree with you, okay? So I want you to make notice on how you handle objections and rejections. Is there any? Because you're going to be perfecting this all the time. Notice, what was the most important thing to the customer and how upfront, okay? Always stay upfront, straight with them, okay? If you can't do something for them, bring it up to your customer and say in the laughing words, ask them, how do you suppose I'm gonna do that, you know? Open a conversation with them. Always open a conversation with them to get them involved in this, okay? To sum everything that has been stated so far, it's your choice to keep making mistakes or generate the recipe to get all the fucking wins in your side. Always recognize changes in the economy and get expanded on your actions to develop more business so you can kill it. Contact 20 more customers. Drop in customers and see how they're doing, okay? Sales is a contact sport, and I said it there. The more people you contact, the more you're going to close. Become a fierce competitor that takes guts and time. It always takes guts and time, so it's hard work, okay? You will become an amazing sales closer if you keep training and keep your competitors in your market. You know, keep up with them, you know? This goes hand in hand with studying your wins and losses. Take time to prepare your wins and analyze when you are losing is hard. However, a good sales closer will understand it's harder when you don't do anything about it and you're now doing something about it. Look around right now about someone in your sales team, okay? Think about them, okay? I bet you can say four or five names that pop in your head right now. Then you ask yourself, do you want to be like them? What can they, okay, change for their well-being? Okay, so always stay on top of this. Always practice. Always look for what you know, on your wins. What did you do right on your wins? And what errors can you correct on your losses? This is Johnny Q. This is Coffee is for Closers. Guys, thank you so much. I'm even losing my voice here talking. But thank you so much. Make sure you subscribe. Show us some love. Please, please, please share Coffee is for Closers on your social media, on Facebook, on TikTok, wherever. Follow us on TikTok, on Coffee is for Closers Johnny on TikTok. Thank you so much, and I'll have the best sales training here on Coffee is for Closers. Guys, thank you so much. Please subscribe.